The best part of that entire game is that you didn't even have to watch it because, like Anthony saying in the chat here, scheduled loss. This was a scheduled loss. This team has not won three straight games since people were going to the grocery stores to get food for Thanksgiving. That was the last time this team has won three straight games. And maybe even before people were buying Thanksgiving food, because it might have been early November at this point. I don't even remember. Let's say. Let's fact check just to see if I'm going crazy. Yeah, no, it was around then. It was maybe a little too early to buy Thanksgiving food, but around up to there, up to par a little bit there. Yeah, the nail is in the coffin. I don't want to hear about this. Barring somehow, some way, this team wins every single game from here on out, which I could tell you right now, there is a better chance of Sabrina Carpenter walking through that door and kissing me right on the lips than that happening. I could tell you that for free because they are not beating the Tampa Bay Lightning. They are not beating the Carolina Hurricanes. They are not beating the Florida Panthers. They might not even beat the Philadelphia Flyers, and I'm going to be in attendance for that game thanks to Joey D, who got free tickets. Otherwise, I would not spend a dime, and I could tell you I will not even – I'm not even going to the concession stands to buy a Dasani water for that game because they just do not deserve any sort of financials from me. Just complete and utter garbage from this team yet again. Everyone folding like a bunch of cheap lawn chairs. You would think that it was a Mr. Beast video with the amount of giveaways there were. Just disgraceful from this team yet again. But hey, you know what the best thing is? It's just one game. Remember when everyone was annoyed with Barkley Goodrow putting up like 30 points, right? Because that's what he was here. Chris Kreider is not getting, I mean, here he's getting enough hate, don't get me wrong. But Chris Kreider's on the fourth line making $6.5 million to put up worse production than Barkley Goodrow did in his first two seasons as a Ranger. I want everyone to just let that settle in. Doesn't that make you want to puke at all? Listen, I get that this game was over when it was 4-0, but why was the fourth line out there with 3 minutes to go when you need points? And they weren't going to come back and win. Again, I want to make that very clear. They had no chance. Why was the fourth line out there? It makes absolutely no sense, but this coach is going to get fired. They're probably going to bring in Tortorella, which I could tell you right now, if I have to deal with a Drury and Tortorella tandem, I'm taking a step back next year. I can't do this. This power play is just as bad as a John Tortorella power play, if not worse. They have allowed on their last 43 power plays more shorthanded goals than they have scored goals on the power play. They are 2 for their last 43 with 3 shorthanded against. Just complete and utter wolf shit. I don't understand how this coaching staff continues to think. Yeah, you know what? This power play is fine enough to go out there. Start with the second unit. For crying out loud, they looked better than the first unit. I'm tired of the fascination with guys like Will Borgen. Will Borgen blows. I'm so tired of hearing that this guy is anything more than a third pair defenseman. What was it, the third goal, right? Where he's just chasing everyone around? Carson Soucy is worse than him somehow. And you know what the best part is? This decor is locked in for next year. Except for Keandre Miller, which they need to move him. I mean, that's not even a question. I'm over Keandre Miller. completely over Keandre Miller. But I'm tired of hearing that Will Borgen's anything more than a third pair defenseman. I'm tired of hearing about, I mean, not that I hear anything about Carson Soucy. He just straight up sucks. Gabe Perreault completely outclassed against a quick team. Yeah. Also, Vinny Trocheck deserves to get mentioned for how garbage he was today. But that's nothing new. I mean, he's been, with how bad everyone else has been, you know, throughout the season with this group, Trocheck's just going so under the radar with how much shit he deserves to hear. He's terrible. I don't know. I have nothing good to say about him. Thank you for the $2, Steve. Well, I'm not surprised by this game. Neither am I. And that's why Devil fans have every single right to laugh in the Rangers' face right now, because the Ranger fans did it last year. I'm going to sit here and not give a shit what Devil fans are saying, because they have every right to say whatever they want to. Thank you for the $5, Dave. I appreciate that. Devils weren't that great. It's the Rangers who don't compete. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The Devils still outplayed them. Don't get me wrong. It's not like they murder them like the score indicated, because the Rangers just, again, urinate all over themselves. But I get what you're saying there, Dave. But thank you for the $5. And thank you for the $5, Hunt. I appreciate that. Dasani water. Yes, I will not purchase a Dasani water. Just terrible. Absolutely terrible. I have no appetite to go to the game on Wednesday. I have no appetite. But for free tickets, I couldn't say no. I'm already going to the Met game that day. Might as well complete the doubleheader. It's amazing that Chris Drury's going to keep his job after all this. The fact that he gave up more assets in a lost cause of a season than he gave up last year. How is this guy employed? I don't understand how he's employed. The New York Mr. Softies. Yeah. This core is fragile. I don't know what to say. All of them just have shit running down their legs when the times get tough. It's every single time. And when it's time to rise to the occasion, it's the same thing. They have, I think the graphic I saw was the only team that they're above with records against quality opponents. The only team they're above is the Seattle Kraken. The Seattle Kraken are the only team worse than them against good teams. And I don't think that I'm breaking news to anyone, but the Kraken suck. Will Borgen played for that team too. Oh, they played great. They were just unreal. Hey, did you see the way they started that second period? Spending time in the offensive zone, moving the puck around the perimeter, firing shots from the point. Every time Carson Soucy winds up for a slap shot, I think I want to stab knives into my eyeballs, because I know that it's like when Jacob Trouba would wind up for clap bombs. You just know that it's going into the upper deck. So I would just rather shove knives in my eyeballs. Please no. Please no. I have no appetite for this team to make the postseason. Montreal deserves it so much more. They will actually at least put up some sort of a fight against Washington. They're not going to win that series, but I could see them taking it 6 games. This team, Rangers would get swept. It wouldn't even be close. You might as well not even play the games. Sigh. since he gets more launch angle on his slap shots than Pete does on his home runs. Yeah. Especially with the way Pete's hitting his home runs. Rangers always get beat by Instagram hockey. Hey, that's Sam Carrick. OT winner, though. Your ticket rep emailed you about getting access for playoff tickets. How do you tell him? How do you tell him? And that's something that I forgot to even mention. If I don't remember if I mentioned it, but yeah, this was literally a carbon copy and paste of Game 7 from 2023. Just like the exact same script. Shorthanded goal. I think the Devils scored on the power play in that Game 7 too, if I'm not mistaken. You know, let's fact check that one. But either way, yeah, it was as close as you're going to get to that Game 7. I can tell you that. No, there wasn't a power play goal. You did have the shorthanded goal by Michael McLeod. Not a great guy there, but yeah. Tatar, Hall, and then the empty netter from Brat. Torpedo hockey sticks. I'm convinced they wouldn't even be good then. Let's see how my poll is doing though on Twitter. Because I put out a poll as per request from someone in my group chat, from Jones to China, who replied with a very accurate image here. But I said, shit versus diarrhea. If you had to pick who was a better coach, Gallant or Laviolette, Gallant is winning the poll with 132 votes. He is at 52.3%, where Laviolette is at 47.7%. It's amazing how much a difference. It's amazing how much a year makes of a difference. I should have added an option just for people to look at the poll. My answer is both of them suck, but Game 5, Game 7, this game, all the same thing. Thank you for the $2, though, Steve. I don't remember if I mentioned, but, you know, leave a like if you haven't already. Subscribe if you're listening to the audio version on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever your podcasting platform is. Give a 5-star rating. Give a review. I would appreciate that a lot. That's the sad part, too, though. This is all the sad part, too. Jack Hughes didn't even play, and they got absolutely rinsed. And Jack Hughes, if he was playing an anytime goal scorer, would have put the house on Jack Hughes scoring. But they didn't even need Jack Hughes, and they rinsed the Rangers. But, again, not a surprise. Yeah, if Jack Hughes plays, they probably win that game 10-0. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Hips don't lie, Shakira. We still have Zegras conversations in the chat. Like, come on, man. Trevor Zegras talks on its game 76 of the season. At least Larry Brooks is going to have great interviews with Torts. I'm taking a step back next year if Tortorella's the coach. I'll watch. I'm a fan at the end of the day. But like I can tell you right now, I'm not clearing my schedule to watch this team next year if John Tortorella's the coach and Chris Drury's here. There's just no way. Like, the thought of Chris Jurey even getting the opportunity to hire another coach is ridiculous in itself. And the thought of that duo being together? No, no way. Zegras is just not a perfect option, man. This team needs a retool. Zegras is not the answer. Not at all. What is Trevor Zegras bringing to the table? What, more soft play? More perimeter play? That's all he's bringing to the table. Oh, and Dixie D'Amelio will be at the Garden. There you go. That's about it for what else he's bringing. Think Trocheck needs to go? I mean, he needs to, but a lot of guys need to go, but a lot of guys aren't going to go. I stand by what I said. If I had to put money on it and make a prediction of how this offseason pans out, I think they fire LaViolette, bring Tortorella in, and the only guys on the roster that won't be here next year are Keandre Miller and Chris Kreider. That, again, I have nothing to base that on. It is just my prediction. I just simply think that is what's going to happen if I had to take a guess. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's hard to say no to when it's free. That's the thing. But if any of you see me at the Garden on Wednesday, say what's up. We could talk about how garbage this team is in person together. You'll probably see me wearing a Mets hat. I mean, to me, I don't think this is a debate. Like, you could be the biggest Chris Kreider fan in the world. There's no way you could watch the way he's playing this season and say he should be here next year. There's no world where Chris Kreider should be back next year. Again, arguing if his number should be retired, arguing his legacy here, that's a different debate. It is no debate that he should not be back next year. He has checked out. He's not producing. Let it go. Just let it go with him. Wear a Soto jersey to the game. Either that or I'm going to wear just a blank Ranger jersey or my Marty St. Louis jersey. One or the other. I don't know. Off the pick. Maybe I should just wear a Mets jersey to the game. And I mean, this is really the point, though. The whole core is ancient and ass. And that's the biggest problem here, is that these guys aren't getting younger and they're trying to stretch the window open like they did, like the Boston Bruins did and all these other teams. And look at how that worked out. Or I should say, look at how that didn't work out. Oh. I will wear my, you know what? I'll put tape over my Kako jersey and put Susie on the back. You'll never tell the difference. I mean, I agree with this. Again, I know fans will disagree, but completely agree. And this too, prospect pool mid. Don't have any legit skaters. Like I said, as good as Gabe Perreault, and this is, again, this is where people get it twisted, my view with Gabe Perreault. He is going to be a good hockey player. He is going to be a good to great top six player. I don't understand this narrative that he is some franchise savior, though. Because there are some fans that view him as some savior to the franchise. That is just not who he is. I like Gabe, but he's a complimentary piece with a bunch of complimentary pieces. And this is the thing. And I'm not disagreeing with Igor letting in soft goals, but again, that's another debate where you don't pay the goaltender. And even if you want to argue Igor's playing well, you don't pay the goaltender because his team is just not good enough. Gabriel Pageau. I cannot believe Mark messed that up that badly. I'm mad that I was out of the live stream when he said that, though. But I was rewatching the VOD night when he said that. I was dying of laughter. If Trevor Zegras is so good, why would Anaheim move him? If Trevor Zegras brings all this to the table, then why is Anaheim moving him? Why? That's just my question. For a team that is young and on the rise, you would think that they would want to keep a piece like Zegras if he was all of that. Why don't they want to keep him then? Tell me. Tell me that. He would fit in the exact same mold of what this team has. A guy that plays a soft game and, again, complimentary piece. No, this isn't true at all. It's the GM that wants to move Zegras. Which, again, it's telling. Rangers 100th season will be like the Giants 100th season, and I'm a fan of both, unfortunately. Fortunately, I'm not a fan of both, but yeah, probably. I was talking about it with Matt in the car on the way home from the Mets game that they're probably going to do the bare minimum for that, too. Like, we're not going to get special jerseys. We're not going to get a special logo on the ice. It'll just be nice little patch on the shoulder of the jerseys and call it a day. And that too, Zegras does not stay healthy. Like, they gotta let it go. Have to let it go. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Bennett's gonna re-sign in Florida just because of their cap situation, but that's a contract that's not gonna age well. I like Sam Bennett. But I think there's something to be said about the fit in Florida compared to how he's going to be elsewhere. I mean, we saw it with Chandler Stephenson. Not to compare the two, because Chandler Stephenson, I would say, is a better player. Maybe the better comparison is Nazem Kadri, who, you know, was really good in Colorado. And people thought, man, you know, this guy's like a legit center. Goes to Calgary, and he's been fine, but he's not been the same player that he was in Colorado at all. That contract would age poorly. But, hey, you know what? That would just add to the collection we already got at home here, so. But that's my point. Like, if the Rangers get Sam Bennett, it's not going to work. Because the Rangers are far worse than Florida. But that's like my entire point here is that I just don't think it's going to work. And no, I'm not saying Stevenson's better than Bennett. I was just comparing the situations just because he's a guy that got overpaid this offseason and has not been good. I mean, yeah, this is the point, though, that Chris Drury doesn't know how to build a team. He's acquiring depth before acquiring the main pieces to roll over the core. So you don't pay Sam Bennett and think that's going to solve the problems. Because think about how much we talk at times about how they kind of dodged a bullet by not landing Nazem Kadri, because that was Drury's top target. He wanted Kadri more than Vinny Trocheck that offseason, but he was priced out and they ended up pivoting to Trocheck. And we talk about how they dodged a bullet there. Why look to potentially jump into the line of fire with Bennett? And this too, the depth he's getting isn't even good. Fogle making 3.5, great depth. Stefan Nason on New Jersey that we just saw today, unbelievable player, almost putting up the same production as Lafreniere at a fraction of the price starting next year. And then, I mean, Eric Robinson, you know? But that's the thing, like, there's depth, but it's not good depth. It's Brody Van Wagenen depth. Like, this is your Walker Lockett's. This is your Wilmer Fonts. This is your Joe Panics of the world. Your Eduardo Nunez. Like, it's not depth. It's not actual depth. Sam Carrick, sure, he's fine depth. Sure, I mean, that I won't disagree with, but we got one guy we can name here. One guy. In his two games or whatever it was with the Mets, I know Yankee fans probably have better memories with Eduardo Nunez, but as a Met, that was considered quality depth. Brian Dozier, when he was washed up, was considered good depth. Yeah, he's no Blake Lizotte, though. I mean, yeah, this is fair that Carrick probably wouldn't be playing, though, on a legit contending team. He takes a lot of penalties. I give him credit. Like, he's better than I thought he was going to be. But the bar was just kind of low for me to where it was kind of easy to exceed expectations. The great debate for Frazier versus Nunez in 2018. Yep. Is there hope for the franchise as long as Chris Drury's here? No. Nope. And again, I hate to sound like a broken record with it. I want there to be hope. I got nothing, man. I have absolutely nothing unless there's a legit change at the top and a good change, because it can't just be like firing Drury and then hiring like Peter Chiarelli. I'm just throwing a name out there. It just can't be that. Like, there has to be a legit effort to change. That's not what's going to happen, though. That's what I'm saying. As long as Chris Drury's here, which it is probably going to be another year or two, I got nothing, man. I really got nothing. And it's unfortunate, because I would love answers. I would love to pump the tires of this team. At the end of the day, people think otherwise just because of the way I talk about them. Friggin' love this team, but, well, not this group of players, but you know what I mean? Like, I just want nothing more than for the thing, for this to change. Like, I just want nothing more than to be able to pump the tires of this team is all I'm getting at. And that's the thing. It has to come from the outside. It has to come from the outside. You cannot go internal with a hire. Pluck someone from a smart team. That's all they could do. And if they don't, then if they look for a guy like Shirelli or someone that just did not have the track record elsewhere, it's just going to be the same thing. But this is the bigger problem. This is really the biggest issue of it all. Lou Lamoriello, as much as you might say this, I applaud him for actually trading Brock Nelson. He recognized that the team wasn't going anywhere, and he decided to move Brock Nelson and get a king's ransom for him. Chris Drury, on the other hand, trades for a 32-year-old JT Miller. Yeah, say they're retired, but like, let's be honest. If the Rangers were to hire a new GM, Dolan is going to get Sather's opinion on who they should hire. Like, let's be real here. Once he writes his letter with his feather and ink and then mails it by horse, gets back to him in like, you know, a couple business days, he's going to get the opinion there. This dude, the Islanders traded Brock Nelson, and they are only 2 points off. And I think they have game. Don't they have a game in hand or two? Yeah, they have a game in hand as well. No, they're 3 points off, though, with a game in hand. Sorry. Either way, I mean, that's just sad. Yeah, either way, I mean, it's sad. It's really sad. Zegers would die under torts. Hey, at least we'll, you know, continue to be a comedy. one Michigan and Zegras would be healthy scratch for a month. Trick shots per 60. No. No. And I get that I'm in the minority with the Panarin thing because a lot of people want to extend Panarin and think that Panarin is some great player, which he is. And they're just holding on to what he's done here in the regular season is what I'm trying to say here. It's time to move on. Like, I don't think they should extend the 35-year-old. And are we forgetting what the conversation is every single postseason with them? I think we're forgetting that here. And I think the only way you could overhaul this roster and get a good return for someone is by moving him. Yeah, I mean, this is it. It's just that he's not a playoff winner. He isn't at all. And I appreciate everything he's done. I appreciate, just, again, all the him choosing the Rangers, just the regular season memories. I appreciate all of it, but and even some playoff memories in there. But I just, again, like, with the names coming up that offseason potentially, I want every single dollar imaginable over keeping a 35-year-old Artemi Panarin around. Yeah, I got to think of the children with the bread hats. I forgot. The problem really is that this franchise is just directionless right now. And there was a path to not being directionless, and they just decided to double down on this instead. That's really the issue here. Because I don't know where you go. I really don't know where you go from here. You have a lot of contracts with no move clauses. You have a lot of guys on terrible deals that teams probably won't even want. Where the fuck do you go? And you know what? Fair. They have a direction. It's down. Because there is just no world where there's just no world where it's up. Thank you for $2. Chris Kreider is straight onions. So damn lazy. Yeah, he's checked out. I mean, he's been checked out since the memo. They should have just moved them at that point, along with Jacob Trouba. They should have just dumped both of them and ripped the Band-Aid off. This team has no direction or identity. The direction is wait out till this management is gone and the core ages out. And that's going to be a little bit until then. The thing that I can never get behind in sports is when I look at the blue, when I'm trying to understand the blueprint from the fan perspective and there's nothing there. Like, at least give me a direction to work with here and let me see the vision. I have no clue what the fuck the vision is. Because heaven forbid Chris Drury too talks to the media and, gives us any sort of idea of what the direction could be. Or heaven forbid he calls anyone out either. I'm right there with you, Gino. There is not a single player on the roster that I sit down on the couch to watch the games for, and I'm like, at least I get to watch X player play. you know, right now a little bit with Othman, a little bit with Gabe, but like it's not anything where it's just like I'm super pumped to watch them. All right. I think I'm going to wrap it up here. Unless anyone has any final thoughts they want to put in the chat, go ahead, and then I'll probably wrap this up here. Just because I don't want to be sitting here all day. Just going in circles. I'm going in circles every single stream. Mika for 5 more years makes me want to vomit. Me too. Othman skating is bad. So is Gabe's. Both of theirs, unfortunately. Do the Rangers hand the Penguins the pick, or do we wait till next year? Hand them the pick. Because if John Tortorella is the coach next year, this team might actually have a chance to get Gavin McKenna. So, just give Pittsburgh the pick. This draft class isn't anything great anyway, unless they win the lottery somehow, which I don't think that's happening either. All right, I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and watching. Leave a like if you enjoyed. Subscribe if you guys are new to the channel. Turn on your notifications so you know when I upload or go live on the channel next. And I'll see you guys in the next one.